The Rock House.
John.
Yes.
Chaz and AJ, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Sorry we're a few minutes late here. So tell me, so you have a new location. So we want to talk about that?
Sure, yeah. We have a new school we just opened in Wallingford on Center Street. It's right in downtown Wallingford. It's way bigger than the one we have now. It's like 4,000 square feet. We have 10 studios there, and pretty excited about it.
Holy crap. You know, Phil's going to tell you where to eat in Wallingford.
Yes, true.
Oh, there's a million great places. Yeah. I really like Knuckleheads.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't been there yet. No, what kind of food does it have?
Every hot dog they have is wrapped in bacon, and then they have all different toppings.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not dietetic at all, but it's delicious.
We tried Vinny's Deli, which is right down the street there. They have some steak and roast beef sandwiches. That's as far as we got.
No.
Yeah, so now we have, we just actually just found out we won the CT Now Best Music School in Connecticut for the fifth year in a row.
Congratulations.
A couple days ago.
That's huge.
It works.
Yeah. So we're very excited. We have a great staff of instructors, and actually, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you guys is that the new location. We're also going to have our main office for our nonprofit called TeachKidsMusic.org. And I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that. What we do with that?
No.
So basically, we help different communities raise awareness for the arts. We raise money to help the music programs. As you guys know, in like the schools, the first thing that gets cut is the budget for the music programs. So in our location in West Haven, we've run festivals like the Wimbash Festival and the Rock and Stroll Festival, and we get companies to donate money. We get famous musicians to come play, and all the money's used to support the music programs in the city. So the main office for that Teach Kids Music is going to be up in the Wallingford school.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'll work.
Yeah, and so, you know, we do things like we do youth open mic where once a month where we run an open mic, and anybody 20 and under, because we figure if you're 20 and over, you could go to the bars or whatever, but the young kids don't have a place to go like that. So we run a youth open mic, and all the any kids could come out there and play and interact with other musicians and jam, and we have a whole back line. It was set up like a concert for them and make them have fun, make them feel like rock stars, you know?
Have you had any students, like, go on to, like, you know, like, become, like big bands, like, you know, Ozzy or something like that yet?
Not really. Well, we've had some instructors that have gotten pretty famous. Last year, one of our instructors, Caitlin Califas, she's a drum instructor. She just got in... she's a drummer for Cyndi Lauper now.
Oh.
And she was on tour like last year. She calls up and goes, "You're not going to believe it. I'm going to be playing Madison Square Garden in a few minutes."
So, is that a real person playing, or is that a ringtone in the background?
That was my phone ringing. Sorry, I didn't turn my ringer off.
Is that you playing in the ringtone?
Excuse me?
Is that you playing?
No, it's actually just it is a guitar playing in it, but it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
One of your students?
I am at the school. You might hear some vocal lessons in the background, but not.
Oh, vocal lessons.
Yeah.
We should send Ashley and see if we can see if you can teach her how to sing.
We could teach anybody how to sing.
Oh, I don't know about
that. Oh, really?
That.
Okay, it's on.
Yeah. Because I hear her every morning before the show starts, because you have the music playing in the monkey cage,
yeah,
and she sings along with everything. She's like a dashboard diva minus the car.
Right.
So good luck on this one.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
we could. We have a pretty good curriculum. I mean, we could help anybody play an instrument or sing. We could get the PLR band going. We could get Chaz on guitar, AJ on bass, Phil on keyboards, and Ashley singing, and get the whole PLR band going.
I think I'd be drums.
Yeah, he'd be a drummer.
I'd like to play a cell phone off a counter into a computer screen. Like, that's a good beat for me. Inside joke.
Right.
But anyway, yeah.
Do you do adult classes?
Yeah, we do adult. Yeah, we. I mean, obviously, we have more children, but we do have adult classes as well. You know, we have people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, even coming in.
80s.
Yeah, we had this one guy one time that came in, and he was like 81, and he's like, "I really want to learn to play guitar, and my wife doesn't want me to." But so, you know, I talked to him for a while, and he started, and he got a Les Paul, and he got a Marshall stack, and he goes, I want to learn how to play Van Halen. And I'm like, really? I couldn't believe that, you know, he's in his 80s, he wanted to learn Van Halen. But so he started learning all these Van Halen songs, and he was doing awesome. He was really progressing well. And then about a year and a half later, he's like, I got to stop. My wife says she's going to divorce me if I keep playing. I crank my amp up loud, and she can't hear the TV.
I would think he has to crank it unless he can hear it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Right. Plus, get a thrash, like a good hammer off.
Is he still around? That'd be funny to get him at Captain's Cove on Friday. So we have a Van Halen band.
That was about 8 years ago. I don't know. Oh, it was 81 then. I hope he's still around.
Right. There might be a Marshall Stack tombstone somewhere.
Yeah.
Your life. Why is he rocking?
All right. So we're going to link up to your new place. Actually, your one website covers everything, right?
Yeah, it does. It does for both of them. Yeah, and
all right, so Rockhouse
and you know, we have a whole slew of like musicians that I've worked with in the past. From I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that too. We, you know, Rockhouse started as an instructional video company too, where we used to work with a lot of famous musicians like Gus G from Ozzy, the guys from Testament, the guys from Megadeth, from Atreyu. And all those guys came to hear Rockhouse in West Haven, and I created instructional programs for them. And a lot of the artists that we work with are part of the Teach Kids Music as well. They are like what we call music ambassadors, where they come and they help with those festivals that we run. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You've really carved out a nice niche in the community for music and for helping people.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's part of what we do, you know, just really wanting to give back to the community. And, you know, we have a lot of instructors that are really great musicians, and they have a lot of passion for music, and they like helping people. And, you know, we're pretty particular with the people we work with. We want to make sure that, you know, they're good quality musicians, but also have that philanthropic ability to want to give back to the community and help everybody.
All right, we're going to link up to rockhouseschool.com at WPLR.com, and we're going to send Ashley over to you, and we'll see how you do.
Yeah, good luck.
Absolutely. Well, maybe, yeah, so send her over. We'll get her singing and have her doing some karaoke, and we'll amaze you guys.
We'll have to mark this day down as the day the relationship ended.
The school closed.
How fast do you think you could teach someone how to sing?
Our teachers are always up for the challenge. So
like a challenge crash. Is the right word.
Like a crash
challenge
course.
Challenge is the word.
Yeah, just some basics.
Something will crash, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep, our ears.
I'll tell you, I'll talk to one of our premier vocal instructors, and I'll see what she could do.
All right, cool. John McCarthy, Executive Director of Rockhouse Music. We're linked up to rockhouseschool.com. Thank you, John.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.